Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the podcast. It's Wednesday. We're going to talk NASCAR with Rod Mullins, who was our NASCAR reporter. And let's look back at this past weekend's Circuit of the Americas race, Rod, in Austin, and Trackhouse Racing, Ross Chastain, and Pitbull are the first-time winners on Sunday.
Yeah.
Take us into the race and the win for Chastain and Trackhouse.
I think it's probably one of the most satisfying wins that one of the smaller teams, or at least one of the newer teams, could have ever possibly had on the Cup Circuit. I think this was one of those that you're going to be able to remember this for a long, long time is what it meant. And especially at such a grand track as Circuit of the Americas, you know, this is a track that, that Chase Elliott had dominated before. He won last year on this track. And a lot of good racing, even though, you know, they had some situations there. They had the rain last year and so forth. They have perfect weather this time around. And it was wonderful just to see this race run, you know, in so many different ways and the way they accomplished it. I couldn't say enough about the way that Ross Chastain maintained himself throughout that race, and especially stayed in contention all the way through to the very end. And then what a move that he made right there towards the very end, when you thought all hope was lost of Chastain picking up his first win, and you thought AJ Allmendinger maybe going to pick up this win. He's going to come up with a win. And out of nowhere, here he comes, and he comes in, he makes his move, he bumps, he knocks, he does everything in the world like you're supposed to do on a road course to knock somebody out of the way, to get that upper hand. And that's what he comes up with a major win, a first big win for Trackhouse Racing. And I tell you, couldn't come to a better group of guys the way they are. They have been Justin Marks, this race team. He struggled as a driver, had been a driver for so long. And then, you know, surprised a lot of people last year when Chip Ganassi was going out of business and saying, I'm not returning to the NASCAR circuit. Here he came in, and then Pitbull came in right after the purchase and the change was made. And Pitbull has pretty much been a big time supporter of this racing team. You know, I'll tell you, they've got one up, I think, at least on Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin, because this race was complete. This wasn't one of those races that was called, is what happened with Bubba Wallace. But I tell you, it was just a great race for one of these new race teams that's come along on the circuit.
So there was controversy with the move, the moves he made to get past Allmendinger. Allmendinger wasn't too happy about it, to say the least. Here's his quote. At the end of the day, we all have to look at ourselves in the mirror. If you're okay with it, you're okay with it. Each person is different. These guys used to be teammates. And Ross Chastain actually said in his post-race press conference that he feels – he thinks of AJ Allmendinger as sort of his mentor. So what do you make of that controversy there?
Well, you know, it's just one of those racing things. I have to say it. It was one of those of where, you know, when you really look at it from such a standpoint, you've got the shoe on one foot and you say, I'm leading the race. I'm doing everything I can to try to go and lead. But then when that shoe falls on the other foot and you've actually got this right in your eyesight, the finish line right there, you know, everybody becomes an enemy to a certain degree. And that's the way I kind of look at Ross Chastain with this. You know, you're friends with everybody else, but you know, when you're trying to go and weave in and out, trying to make these moves, especially on a road course, and you're trying to keep the man from advancing one way or the other, you either stand your ground, and that's what you do. And that's what, you know, essentially AJ Allmendinger was doing, stand your ground or you give up. And it ended up, he ended up giving up that ground. And that's what Ross Chastain took advantage of. You know, that's a part of racing. I know that people, Denny Hamlin made this comment too, that he said that, you know, up until then, it was one of these things of NASCAR was like, no, we don't want any controversy out of this and stuff. We want you to race clean. We want you to be good guys out there. But now he said, it seems like everything's been thrown to the wind by NASCAR. You know, I hate to bust Denny's bubble, but, you know, this has always been around. Whether he wants to look in the mirror himself, you know, using that quote from AJ Allmendinger, that's something he needs to look at himself too, because, you know, he's just as guilty He's just as guilty of moving somebody out of the way to advance, to get us a point, or to try to get a win out of it. If you're kind of on some hard times right now, you need to live with it, and you need to try to go and improve and see what you can do better. And, I think it's one thing. It's one of those things where, you better be careful what you say, because it's like the pot calling the kettle black out of this whole thing. And that's the way I look at it. I just think it's a very unfortunate thing that what happened with AJ Allmendinger. I know it was a racing sort of deal, but then for Denny Hamlin to kind of go and put his nose into the whole thing and say, this is not right. This isn't right the way it's supposed to be. You need to take a look in the mirror and find out what's going on with yourself. And I agree with that comment that AJ said, but it's still, there's a lot of people that need to live by it, live by those words and say, I'm going to race somebody, I'm going to race them hard, or you need to get out of the contest. And I think Denny Hamlin is starting to show a little bit of, how can I say this? A little bit of wear, a little bit of stress from this winless streak that Joe Gibbs Racing's on right now since the start of the season. They've not really been in contention in a lot of these races. They're kind of in a slump. And so a lot of people are wondering, is this kind of like maybe the time for Denny Hamlin to start kind of easing out? Who knows? I just find it unfortunate that he said those things.
Yeah. If Dale Earnhardt Sr. was alive today, he'd say something along the lines of good racing.
Yeah, that's what he would say. It was a racing thing and stuff. Or I did it just to rattle his cage. And that's what racing's all about. I mean, that's it. That bottom line, it's one of those things when you are faced with either finishing second or finishing in the top spot, I'm going to try to get the top spot any way I can, except to just deliberately try to wreck the guy. That's the way I look at it. And some people are going to say, well, that's deliberately wrecking that guy. No, it's not. It is jockeying to try to get position, get the guy loose just enough to where you can take advantage of that situation and then take that top spot.
So, Trackhouse founded by Justin Marks, but of course, Pitbull, part owner of the team. How big do you think it is for NASCAR that one of the celebrity part owners gets in the, his team gets in the winner's circle? It could be something that helps move things to the next level, so to speak, for NASCAR.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's moving NASCAR to the next level. It goes to show you that even the most novice person, when it comes to racing, and Pitbull, he said, I'm a fan, but he said, I know nothing about the inner workings of the race team, but this just goes to show you that with the new next generation car, all of this different stuff that's going on. Wow. This is just phenomenal for one of these teams, especially Trackhouse Racing. Now you're kind of wondering too, what about the other ones along the line? Yeah, there's, you've got Colleague Racing. They were looking for a big win and they were making a move this year. They've raced in select cup races, but I don't think you come up with a bigger move as for somebody investing in a race team like Pitbull did. And then also with Justin Marks getting this financial backing. And this was a guy, like I said earlier, he hadn't had a lot of success on the circuit. And then he goes and he knows the shots. He knows what you have to do to have a race team. It's a big win. It's a big altogether win for NASCAR, a big altogether win for Trackhouse Racing. And, the next one I'm really hoping that's going to come up with something is this Petty GMS deal that they put together. Richard Petty Motorsports doesn't exist anymore, but it exists within Petty GMS Racing. But I'm going to tell you right now, if there's anybody that's making the circuit hot and looking good right now at this point, is Eric Jones. Eric Jones finished in the top 10 again. That team's hungry, and I think they're going to get a win here soon. And, they got some good news here in the last week or so. Food City, one of the local supermarket chains down here in this part of Virginia where I'm at, they threw some major backing behind Eric Jones and also Austin Dillon's brother, Ty. And so, here they are. They're going to have some sponsorship on there from Tide. And also from Gain Detergent. That's a big thing coming into Bristol, especially for the dirt race. And you're playing off on that sponsorship and then Food City arranging to get that sponsorship. That just goes to show you that you got to be nice to your sponsors too along the way, because they can steer some money or sponsorship or different things your way. And, that's what's happened. Pitbull has kind of, come into this whole thing. He's part owner in a race team. He has steered something into the direction of – you know, their racing team. And guess what he got? He ended up getting a big win out of it. What, four or five races into the season right now. So, I mean, it's a big accomplishment for that team. It's a big accomplishment for NASCAR too.
And that's the succeeding team to Chip Ganassi Racing. They bought basically the organization. Most of the employees for Trackhouse are former Ganassi employees. So, but they're having success early, and you know, new teams don't often have success early. How much of this do you think could be the fact that they, you know, have a lot of the old organization, and also just the next gen car kind of equalizing the field out?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's the experience of some of these guys that have come over that were with Chip Ganassi. But I think in the long run, it's this thing with the next generation car. I think that's helped tremendously, because some of these guys have been very adaptive to the car, and they've been able to go and do some things with it, as opposed to race teams like Roush, Fenway, Keselowski, who got the big fine of a lifetime here this past week with something of unapproved part modification, and they're contending something against NASCAR right now. I think a fine of somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000+, and you know, so many people are going to be suspended. You know, Bubba Wallace's team, they're getting suspended this past week. Four of members are getting suspended because of a loose wheel. But Keselowski and his race team, they're going to be going and appealing this big, huge fine at NASCAR, because they're asking the question, what do you want from us? What do you, you know, what did we do wrong? NASCAR is not telling anything right now at this point. It's great in one sense for Chip Ganassi Racing, now Trackhouse Racing, of who's still there, and also that next generation car. But it's also showing us too that the younger teams, the new teams, have been more adaptive, I think, than some of the older teams. And even though Keselowski just lent his name to this race team just in the winter, in the wintertime and so forth, I think it's showing that, you know, some people don't quite have the hang of it just yet with this car, and they're not, you know, they're, what's the saying about it only matters if you get caught cheating? I think that's part of it. That's what it is. So
if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying too.
That's right.
Part of it too. Hey, Alex Bowman finished second in this race. Now coming up this weekend in Richmond, Alex Bowman was one of the winners last year. He won the spring race. Martin Truex Jr. won the playoff race in September. Are they favorites going in? Again, I guess we just finished talking about how the new car has sort of evened the field out for most of the teams. But what do you think about Richmond coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I think you've got to give an edge to Bowman, because Bowman's kind of hot right now. Bowman's, of course, won a race already on the season, and he's been in top five, top 10, and so forth with the way the Hendrick team's been racing. I think you got to give him some contention out of it. But this could also be the race that jumpstarts somebody like Joe Gibbs Racing, because Kyle Busch has ran well there before. Martin Truex runs well, as you already mentioned. He won the fall race, the playoff race right there. So you've got to give some, at least a little bit of a nudge right there. Denny Hamlin likes to run well at Richmond. He likes to run, if he's got the good enough car, he likes to run well at Richmond, and that's just next door for him. He's from Chesterfield. You know, for him, that would be nothing more than to pick up a big win at Richmond, at what he considers to be his home track. But, you know, right now at this point, I think Bowman's probably the edge. Got to throw Truex into that picture also. But give or take, one way or the other, we could see another new racing face in winner circle, you know, in victory lane after this is all over with on Sunday after they race at Richmond. So, you know, it's anybody's ballgame. The way that this car is, the way that this car has been performing, it's just incredible. I love this car. I know people are saying some things that, you know, they're not happy with it. They don't like it. Kyle Busch is one of those, but when is Kyle Busch ever satisfied with anything? So I'm like, you know, I love the car. I just think the car does well. It's teaching these guys, again, at least a new level of how to race and how to have their race car ready, or to be able to drive their race car to victory. And I think we're going to see the ultimate test come up when we roll around out of Martinsville, and then we go on to Bristol with the dirt race, and we'll see how well this car runs on dirt. That's going to be the big thing. I don't know if you caught it or not. Did you see the last wreck? Joey Logano got collected in that wreck, and the right rear tire and how it was, the tow bar had been completely mashed in with that right tire. My wife was like, how's he driving around the car? How's he driving around the track? And I was like, you're just kind of creeping around the track is what you're trying to do. You're trying to keep it on there from falling off as you're trying to make it down pit road and get into the pits. He took some major damage on that car. You know, they say it's one of those cars where you can interchange the parts and be able to do some things with. Well, they sure had a job to do after that race, because that tire, I've never seen a tire like that bent in and forced in as much as it was on Sunday.
Yeah, that sort of dazzled you from an aerodynamic and physics standpoint, just how things can work in that respect. Yeah, I was getting ready to say, as we're wrapping up here, this is my favorite time of the season in NASCAR. The Richmond, Martinsville, Bristol, the Virginia swing. I know Bristol's set in Tennessee, but the Virginia swing of the NASCAR series these next 3 weekends. And of course, we talk about this each week leading up to the Bristol Dirt Race. That's somewhere you're going to be in a couple of weeks. So I'm sure as the days count down, you're looking forward to that one as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be 3 days for me of, you know, Friday is going to be the teams arrive at the track and start getting everything set. You know, the track's already broke in. They've already had at least 2 weeks worth, I think a week or 2 weeks worth of dirt track racing here locally. And they've brought in people from all over the place running dirt races. And they've even had some of the big names in some of the dirt circuit, if you want to call it that. Scott Blomquist, he lives in Hawkins County, Tennessee, lives near Bull's Gap. Of course, he's nationally known on the dirt track and on the dirt oval circuit. He raced at Bristol. Didn't end up with as good a finish as probably as what he wanted, but, you know, he's kind of in the dwindling time now where he's getting ready to kind of step down and move away and let some of these younger drivers come in. But, wow, some of these drivers, watching some of the highlights this past week, watching it on Facebook and seeing some of the other video highlights, man, these guys were racing really fast around that track. And I'm looking forward to seeing that when the Cup cars and the Xfinity cars get out there on the track. We're going to see some interesting speeds. We're going to see if these cars, how well these cars handle on dirt as opposed to last year's car, which was the old standard models, what they had. This next generation model could be totally different on dirt, and that's what we'll find out coming up here in about two or three weeks.
Well, it sounds good. Well, Rod, as always, thank you for your time and insight. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks.